Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Meredith Spott covers common estate planning scams.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've had a couple things happen recently with our clients. And even though I know there's lots of scams out there, I can't believe some of them sometimes. I'm just dumbfounded. Anyway, the first one I want to talk about is when somebody is overly nice. When you've gone through somewhat of a tragic event. What I mean by that, so what happened was a woman passed away very young and unexpectedly, and her surviving spouse, of course, was grieving. And all of a sudden, the family friend was very nice to him and wanted to take care of things for him. So essentially, she's like, okay, I know this is a lot. Let me take over. She took him to a lawyer and signed over power of attorney rights to her. Also made him sign a will. He has minor children. So she put in this will that she was going to be the guardian of the minor children, when she, again, is just more of a family friend. They're not close at all. And she proceeded to plan everything with respect to the funeral and spending lots of money there. She proceeded to, you know, get all the mail and make sure that she's kind of taking over the finances. And this is a course of a course over a course of 3 months. So that's pretty crazy and scary. The only reason I knew about it was their financial advisor who prepared life insurance for them was kind of curious and wondering, what's going on here? Who is this person? And she was filing claims. So I had a chance to talk to him. I know the financial advisor. I was asking him what's going on. Sadly, he's also going through his own health challenge. So it's just a tragedy all around. And he was saying, no, I don't even hardly know this person. I don't know what she's doing. And he was kind of confused. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to right the wrong by updating his estate plan, choosing people he wants instead of this random person that just sort of came out of the blue to help the family. We haven't really uncovered everything yet. I don't know how much, if there's anything fraudulent that's happened. Hopefully not, but we're hoping to be able to uncover all of the statements and see what's happened in the last 3 to 4 months and see what she's paid and what she's not, what she's reportedly doing. And then, of course, take care of the minor children in case something happens to him as well. So this is just a scam that I feel like is very common, not common. It doesn't feel like a scam to the person. But when you really look at all the steps that happened right after the death of the spouse, there's truly something different and wrong about it. I just try to tell clients and forewarn them that certainly don't make big decisions from when somebody passes away. Certainly come and talk to an advisor, somebody you know, somebody you can trust and get guidance, not somebody that just randomly shows up and says, I'm going to help you. So that is the moral of the story, is just be careful when you lose someone or your family lost someone recently. Be on top of them, take care of them, to check in on them, make sure no one's taking advantage of them at their vulnerable state that they're in. Number two is another scam, which is really dumbfounding to me. A woman, a person who had lost her husband 2 years ago, was told or just reached out to by a gentleman. Okay, this woman is 79 years old. The gentleman created a message to her through Messenger on Facebook and said, I know you because of this person, just somebody that she knew from a long time ago. And she told me that we should connect and thinks that we should, you know, we might have a connection. So this woman, 79-year-old, was of course like intrigued by it because she's getting some attention from this man. Turns out this man allegedly is 62 years old, allegedly is a doctor, allegedly works for the UN. And they talk for 2 months straight, and she's thinking this man really likes her and wants to be in a relationship with her. The last week, she tells me that, oh, yeah, this guy's going to come over. And I was like, what? How? You don't even know him because this guy allegedly lives in a totally different city. How much do you know him? Well, she was like, I know him. We've been talking every day, you know. And I was sort of just confused as to why, who is this person, right? And granted, obviously there's love matches that happen online all the time. I don't want to be totally pessimistic on that. But the dots didn't add up. We don't have a 79-year-old woman being sought after by the 62-year-old man, and they're talking every day, and now all of a sudden he's going to show up at her house. So we did a little digging. We found out we talked to someone who's more of who does private investigating as a profession. He did us a favor by checking out what about, because we couldn't find him on the internet, by the way. We took his name, couldn't find a thing about him. And then what happened was, he said, here is what we know of this guy. So the private investigator said, well, here's what we found. He found this inquiry in some kind of forum where there's scams that are being reported. And the inquiry detailed exactly what this guy told this woman, exactly to a T. I mean, it was like, he's been doing this to many, many, many women. And if you look on the comments, hundreds of comments of people who have already had the same scam, the same people, you know, whoever it is, it's probably someone from some foreign country. There's no real person. They just created this identity. They even posted pictures, and the same pictures that the 79-year-old client had, same exact pictures. So luckily, we were able to show her this proof that this person is not real. She didn't accept this person to come into her life anymore. And there was no money exchange, nothing, just conversations for the last 2 months. My guess is the plan is always to woo these women and really ask, oh, you know, I really need, because according to all the comments, it said, oh, I really need some money for this because I have to go to the country and blah, blah, blah. Like some random need of $1,000. And then the women would just be like sending it to these people. And it's terrible. It's a total scam that probably has been going on for a long time. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have probably already been paid out to these people. And it makes me so angry that they're getting away with it. And the woman that I'm talking about is a person that I know well that I just really wouldn't fall for this. She's a dear woman, dear, you know, client. And she lost her husband 2 years ago. So certainly she is a bit, you know, on the lonely side. And this male attention, of course, was sort of welcome for her. But I'm glad that nothing really happened. And she did learn a harsh lesson, unfortunately. And so the moral of the story is, please, please, please talk to someone, talk to me, talk to an advisor before you start embarking on a relationship where there's no way to connect the dots, no way to confirm this person's identity. Don't fall for tricks that are probably tried and true. These people are very, very, very conniving. They have their ways. So I honestly, believe that this is two scams that are probably more prevalent than we really think and we really expect. So please, if you have any suspicion of a family member, a friend that is going through things that you're thinking, this seems really odd, if it smells funny, definitely get it checked out. Come to us. Let's take a look at it and see if there's anything unusual about it and make sure that you're not, you know, giving out money to random people who wanted to take advantage of you. So again, I'm Meritus Bot. Thanks for listening to our video blog today. And hopefully you learned a little something, and we'll chat soon. Take care.